Proclamation number 8176 of 13th of May, 1962. Death and life. To the dead I will give life. And dead are all of you who once separated yourselves from me in free will and have not yet taken the path of return to me, which you did in the lost stage on this earth. As a human being. Have to do. Admittedly, the separation from me has only been voluntarily accomplished by you, for you can no longer separate from me eternally because you are imperishable and thus your fundamental substance is strength from me. Yet you must also willingly turn to me again and strive for unification with me. Only then will you live again. Then you will have emerged from the state of death, of weakness, and receive unmeasured strength from me again. And this willful return to me is to take place in earthly life where you are in possession of free will again and where you are also given a small light for which purpose you walk the earth. I want to give you life again, but you must accept it in free will. You must desire to live, you must feel the state of death as wretchedness and seek to become free from it, and you must seek life from me who alone can give it to you. For I alone can supply you with the strength you need in order to lead a right life again, as it was in the beginning. To be able to create and work in my will. Death is a state of wretchedness brought into the world by my adversary who rejected my strength of love and thereby became weak and powerless himself, who himself succumbed to death. But I myself am the epitome of life, for the strength which cannot remain inactive and therefore wants to flow through everything that is still dead in order to awaken it to life flows out of me unstoppably. But this strength, too, only becomes effective within the framework of divine lawfulness. I.e., it must not encounter resistance. And resistance is conscious turning away from me, conscious rejection of my flow of love power. Then the dead remains in its state and remains inactive and also unhappy, for only activity is life, and only life is bliss. But I will not cease to illuminate the dead with my strength of love, and sometimes I even succeed in causing it to give up its resistance, which already allows a faint life to become recognizable. In the stage as a human being, my flow of strength of love seeks to touch the human heart in order to induce it to open itself of its own free will and thus to receive my illumination. And thus I try to kindle a small light in the human being's heart by influencing his thoughts so that he reflects on himself and his origin. He can unwillingly reject such thoughts, but he can also move them within himself and let them be followed by further thoughts, and then I can also mentally enlighten him as far as his will allows. And thus he can slowly come to life. For I only ever try to gain influence over his will, and as soon as it no longer resists me, the human being has also started the return path to me. He detaches himself from the state of death and slowly comes to life, because my strength can now no longer remain ineffective as soon as the resistance is broken. Death entered the world through my adversary who closed himself to my illumination of love and also persuaded his followers to resist me and repel my strength of love. They resisted life and death was now their fate. After an infinitely long time of bound will, the free will could be given back to the dead again, and it was now faced with a choice again to accept my divine strength of love or to reject it once more. But in order to be able to make this decision, a small light had to be kindled for the lifeless one, which now entered the stage as a human being, wherein its earthly task consists, that it should come to life again, that it should escape the state of death. And I myself kindled this small light in a human being, yet it is to be heeded and made to shine in free will. Then it will shine ever brighter and quite clearly show the human being the path which leads to life. And then the human being himself will open his heart and let my ray of love flow into him. And he will have escaped death and also the one who brought death into the world through his open resistance against me. So man must voluntarily give up his resistance and desire my stream of light and strength, and truly, he will come to life and no longer lose this life eternally. Amen.